Now look. Now, that you might know the whole thing. Will you just be reverent, every one of you, as reverent as you'd be for a few minutes? Just look this way. That you might know it, you say, well, I believe maybe the Holy Spirit blessed me. Oh, it is. It's right here. And I'm going to ask our Heavenly Father now if He will heal somebody in this building. Somebody that you could see that's actually healed. And let Him show it to me. And you pray for your healing now. And let the Heavenly Father show it to me. And if He hears my voice, or the angel that talked with me said, my thoughts in heaven was louder than my voice on earth. He knows what you're thinking about. And if God will just let me see one of you healed, and will confirm that to be so, would you believe with all your heart then that He's here and He's blessing? Remember, I'm not Him. I just represent Him. I'm His channel here. But remember this. He can move from me anytime He desires to. He goes to His will. God knows I love Him. And I want Him to always stay with me. For I love to work with His people. It's the greatest pleasure I ever had. But God, He has the right. I have nothing for it on Him. He is the one who can lead me whenever He desires. So I love Him and want Him to stay here. But He can leave whenever He wants to. But I trust that I'll have favor with Him. And He'll grant His blessings to me. Now, let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, I don't know any time in life. Well, I was in a prayer meeting at this time when I was any more sincere than I am just now. Well, Lord, you know I'm weak and I'm tired. And the meeting is long and dragging out. And I feel, Lord, that it was right for me to stay here. Or if you would not have led me so, I would have left. No matter what was in the cross, I would have left. But I felt that you wanted me to stay. So I stayed, Father. And I tried to tell to the people, explain to them that you are the one that healed, that you've come to vindicate your servant, and let them know that it's not me, that it's you. You can take our gifts at your leisure. You're God and there's none other like you. And now, Father, answer the prayer of those sick people out there, someone, and show it to your servant that you put the blessing of healing upon them, that they are going to be healed, going to get well. And Lord, it will increase the faith of others. And let them know that you're still here with your servant. Will you hear my prayer, Father? In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen. I ever want just to reverend and you to get me standing in prayer. Do you really believe what I'm saying is in the truth? Have faith, everyone. Now look this way, believe with all your heart that God has answered your prayer. Now would you believe me if He showed you, everyone there in here, you know that I believe He said this section here was broke for the sick. This section here, I don't know. All you people writing this, lying to them, look this way. Just believe with all your heart. That's it. I can't tell whether it's the lady here or the man. I believe it's you, sir, with the dance trouble. All right. Will you obey me as God's servant and believe me? All right. I want you to get up and walk out the back of that tent and raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me, for your back trouble has left. Walk out the back of the tent and say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. sister. You have a desire in your heart. A little lady there sitting right back behind the lady here with there, and you with the painter. There's a desire in your heart for something. It isn't exactly a picture, but it's an affliction of some sort of thing. It means sincere crave for something. This lady here painting so hard right in front of her. Yes, yes, do you see the lady in the back going wrong like you do? Look this way. How do you get above this lady right here? What you're thinking about the little black girl thing. And I'm trying my best to see it. Yes. I see what it is. All right. Now you're a stranger, aren't you? I don't know what you do. But if God has revealed to me and show me just exactly what you have here, would you believe me? You've been there in heaven without children. You're desiring this life, isn't it? May God grant you this life. Do you believe that God will? May God give you the faith that you do. I believe with all your heart, God is here. Have faith. Don't die. Now let's keep back just a little piece of heart. Everyone will look. One last Peter, I think it's the lady with the white hat. With the white hat on sitting in front. No, it isn't. It's the lady right behind her with the brown suit on. Stand up, sister. Yes, you have cancer, didn't you? It's lurking now. You can go on home rejoicing. The man right behind you that's patch over his ear. It's cancer too, isn't it, brother? Have faith in God, all right? God bless you. Go home and heal that. God bless your nurses and all his things. You remove broken. Now down in this section here, see if there's any sick people in here. Look this way, everyone now, and have faith. Now I can only speak as the Holy Spirit says. There we go, rejoice. Let's take thank God. I'm not too sure just where it's coming from. But I believe it's the lady with the little girl in her arms. There's something wrong. It's you, isn't it, sister? Is it a female trouble that's bothering you? Is that right? Stand up on your feet. All right, you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Just a moment. Here's someone else. This lady sitting there with the black dial, white body dress on. She has female trouble too, don't you, sister? Raise up your heel now. God bless you. That makes you. Okay, now let's see the crippled. You crippled people, look this way and believe. Okay. Is your boy seen better, sister? For the heart trouble. Yes, ma'am. It's going to be all right. You feel all right, sonny boy? It's going to be well now. Look at the happy little pot how he's there. Stand up, honey, so the people can see you deal with heart trouble the other night. Laying there, he couldn't hold himself still. Well, you deal with heart trouble. Bless his little heart. See the aged woman laying there. Look this way, lady. Poor mother, gray-headed. Look this way now. That's funny. You're a stranger, sister. Isn't that right? If you're suffering, you're bound with rheumatism. Is that right? Now look and believe. Do you believe this is the same spirit that told the woman at the well her sins and told her to go get her husband? Do you believe the spirit of Christ? You're a sinner yourself, lady. Isn't that right? You haven't given your life to Christ. If you give your heart to Christ, your rheumatism will leave you. Would you believe that with all your heart? You move now and give your heart to Christ. I'll rise up from that thing and go out there in the field. You can walk. Go out in the Lord Jesus. Bless you. Look down this way, crippled. Look for people. Brother, sitting here, blind, these glasses on. Yeah, you, just raise your hand. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe that God will make you whole? Will you accept my words as God's servant? You will? All right. I'm willing to say to you, you'll rise from there and exercise your faith, Jesus Christ will give you your sight. Stand up on your feet. Walk out the tent door over there. Go on, you can see. Walk off. Everyone in reverence, please. Young man, you've been down for some time too, haven't you? You believe Jesus? Look, young man, you'll be bound to the chair as long as you live if you don't exercise faith and believe. You believe it now that you're sitting in his presence? You do? All right. I want you to rise up. In the name of Jesus Christ, you walk on out. You're not bound anymore to the power of hell. Bound. You believe? All your heart? What's the number?
If you believe, come out and be healed.
all Christians be in prayer now.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Many a savior, somebody without faith, somebody who has faith, is afraid to work with it. Let their faith be tremendous tonight. They might go home, maybe go home with joy and happiness. Be healed. Be Jesus, the Son of God.
Thank you.
say, that's right. He said, we got all hands. And he said, all of a sudden, he jumped to his feet. This is silly to get me. He said, now I'm in. God had given him. He said, Lord, and Lord, that we made him sit on a chair and sit every hour. To be sure, they never shut the door. And he said, we got him down to our church, a very noted Baptist church called El Cacino. So we got him down to church, the apostle looked at him and said, no, we didn't. He said, when we got him to the medical doctor, he started it. And they told him, said, he had it. Told him, said, he had it.
Sure, just for a second.
But in that distance, if I'm wrong, God forgive me. And then we can tire of people. But I think the lady is setting the side of a man with a second shirt on. I think it's a, aren't you real nervous, sister? It's some kind of nerve condition. If that's not her condition. That's just something that with a lady just behind you, but I can't tell what it is. Here's a better lady just far behind you. You're nervous, aren't you, sister? I just go home, you're going to be well. Do you believe me? I don't ever say you're nervous anymore. Go on home and just rejoice and have a good time and raise your family. God bless you. Now. But I believe this lady is saying that she needs rest. What do you want to hear? If there's something wrong with you, I don't hear it. I can't make this work exactly, but I... If there's something wrong in the bowel system, full of trouble, is that right, sister? If it is, raise your hand up. All right. You believe me now? Don't ever think about that no more. Go on, home, eat what you want to do. I believe a lady lost, somebody lost the garter just now. I believe it's that third lady saying that. Did you have a garter, sister? That's right, but it left you. God bless you. That had your hand up there. That's right. All right, the blessing of God is on you, sister. I tell it only. Now let's move somewhere else. Let's get over it. Everybody gets a dress. A lady sitting right here. You have a prayer party. You got a prayer card for the line? Maybe I ought to call or take some. You may be here in time. Is your number way back? How far back is your number? I don't know where your call from. You've had some trouble, haven't you? I can't tell you what it is. But I believe having you had an operation. Have you had an operation? I've seen you in the surgery room. I think I wish you could see what I'm looking at now. Yes, it's for the cancer operation. Come back on you, have you? All right, you believe me now with all your heart? Jesus Christ, you. Go home. Believe it, huh? Lady sitting there with that strain on your arm. Just as some hard as your arm, that speaks up the moment. Now, have faith. I'm trying to get you to see these people. Anybody sees the crippled people, they can see what's wrong with them. But this is something that's missing. I look this way, lady. She's got her arm in a sling. No. That's cancer, too. Was that right? But say, haven't you been prayed for? Did somebody pray for you? You're kind of wondering about where it was all out tonight, didn't you? Why don't you go ahead and I believe that with all your heart will be well. Just believe it. That little girl is coming right behind there. That little girl is on sitting over the lady. Look this way, honey. She might have something wrong with you. Kind of black looking something hanging over the girl. Look up here, sweetheart. The little girl, let me see. Oh, yeah. All right. The little girl has I'm not sure now. It's either the bladder or the kidney one. The kidney trouble, I'm pretty sure, right? Is that right, sister? Kidney trouble? Stand up, sweetheart. Let's see where that bear is. All right. That kidney trouble's going to leave you, sweetheart. You're going to be a well girl. You love Jesus? You love Jesus? Raise up your little hand. Like that. That's right. All right, fine. Amen. Look how it says, believe with all your heart. It seems like I'm not. I believe this lady that just got over second from her there. Did you have a daughter, sister? Did your girl say a daughter of this baby sitting out there? Seemed like somebody in there had a daughter somewhere that left there for her. I couldn't make that. All right, this is flower. Come here, girl. All right, it's gone. That's hardly a deal. I could tell the daughter left, but I couldn't tell this boy before. Oh, this is you, the Lord Jesus. Now listen. He's all right, he's not too long, he's just... No, it's just they praise the Lord. Now, come in. Look. Breathe now with all your heart. See, there's a lady sitting right there trying her best to catch a hold. I think she was wrong with you, sister. You with that red dress on there, that red coat. You were trying to contact me, wasn't it, sister? There's something wrong with you, is there? Something wrong? I said, yes. I believe, I'm not too sure. It's a nerve condition called, I believe, a convulsion. Is that right, convulsion? Is that right? Raise your hand. All right, God bless you. Do you believe me as God's servant, as his prophet? How would I know what was wrong with you outside of God telling me? Now, you were trying to find me, you're in your Bible, you can see, but now you just go ahead and forget about that. And you say, I haven't gotten more convulsions, you'll never have them more. And go on, and you'll be well. Do you believe that? Will you serve God all your life? God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you just now. Seeing Lord, if I could just talk to the people a moment, they seem to have this fire, look upon their face, and come on and reaching out and touching by faith. Thank you with all my heart for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for all that you've healed through these past 2 weeks. Lame, blind, paralyzed. People that have TV already put them on the wall by the doctors. Humans that disappear, came up out of nowhere. Great, big cancers, finding people. Has left, doctors can't find no trace of them. They're gone because faith and Christ has taken them away. Bless these people, Father. Tonight, as we start the prayer line, may hundreds be healed tonight. Pray, Lord, that your name might be glorified. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm going to thank everybody. Did you see it? How glorious. How marvelous. What a faith. Don't pray by words. You get the first to let loose yourself. Your faith is so filled with it. For your faith, what more can we do? He couldn't anymore. And here's one thing. I want to leave this down. That your pastor, you don't have to run around talking to something that people you pray for. Your pastor has the right to pray for you. I'm going to ask the pastor, cooperating here, if they will come here and let the people pass through them first before I come down here. I want to examine some of the cases that come through. All right. Is there anything that's wrong with the people? Will you talk to someone just a moment? God bless you. I want you to line up a dual line right down along this platform. Now, here, come out of here and I'll stand at the bottom of the steps. I want your congregation here. I want you to breathe. Do you believe me? A storm is breathing in that place right now, for the well, thanks for the doctor. Isn't that right, lady? And go on. Here's another thing, sister. You all your design is supposed to walk with God, have you? If it's supposed to sin, then you go ahead and do that. You want to be the same for a closer walk. Isn't that right? You pay for a closer walk. I just started lining up. I had something to tell you. I could sit moving over in a few moments ago, and I just wanted to tell you. You pray that God would do something for you. Is that right? You pray that God would do something for you. You made God a promise to have you. It's serving the rest of your life with all your heart. You let you get it. You've done it now. And you go on and serve him with all your heart. And have faith in God. I'm glad for this group of ministers down here. They're bowed heads. Of their teaching has come to pass. Now, Father, we warned them before the people who they stood down for. I have them standing here tonight, and standing here as representatives of divine healing and the cross of Christ. And now, Father, when they lay their hands upon these people, every unclean spirit leave the people. May the blind see and come out of blind. May the deaf hear. May the dumb speak. May the lame walk. May cancer vanish. Tuberculosis, all kinds of diseases leave. And may this be one of those marvelous sights that will inspire their hearts and will set an old-fashioned revival to go in here. They'll never cease until Jesus comes. Now, he's standing at the end of the row, Lord, and he's glad that every person coming off the platform will be praising God for their deeds. Hear the prayers of a humble servant in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask him. Amen. All right. Everyone has got a prayer card on them anywhere you want. I want those with prayer cards too tonight. I want Sonic 1 to go through 100. When you start across the platform from my right to your left, just keep moving. Do not stop any of the ministers or Reverend Branham and ask them any personal favors. Everyone must keep moving in order to get everyone to do. If you stop and ask Reverend Branham something, stop and someone else to just pray for a night. So everyone, may everyone be a prayer, everywhere else. As soon as these are out, we'll bring in another group. May everybody that desires. Now, if you got something wrong with you, if you don't know what it is, and you want to find it out, if you got something that's holding you back in your life, don't come in this time. Wait for something tomorrow night or the next night, for that discerning spirit to pick up what's wrong with you, see? But if you've got faith to believe, come in here tonight, come right on in, and be healed. Everyone who sees these are over, let the rest of everybody pray, everyone. Christian, this is your duty to pray, your soldier.
Audience.
You're
First, they would receive the change.
Have you just removed your hands to the feet? Are you ready to move in? Or, I want you to take your three arms from the front and hands to the feet. As you listen, is that right? Have you started to move on? Have you started to move on?
She's sitting here weeping. Oh, she's weeping her heart out. gray-headed lady. She says yes. Yes. Our trouble. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Should have had yes. How did he know? God showed him. Amen.
Now he's weeping. The Lord is blessing him wonderfully.